Other than that, I really don't know why this such one's a boulevard and one's an avenue and one's a street. I don't know that.
What if a street's got trees or a fence on both sides of it? You call it a...
Trees?
You say trees lining both sides of it.
Uh-huh.
Would you have a special name for a street like that?
No, we've got one right over here. Phillips Street is like that. All the way back, it's just like an arch from here to the avenue.
Do you ever call a street like that a lane? Do you ever use the word lane?
No, we, now some of these intersections, they call some of them courts and some of them lanes and some of them drives. Just in these new places where they're building and all, you know.
On an interstate highway, what separates, you know, your lane from the next? What do you call those painted?
I can't think of it.
You know what I mean? Painted on the road. You call that the...
Painted on the road?
Yeah, it's white paint on the road to keep you from...
Going over into that lane.
Yeah, going into the wrong lane.
But now... I don't know. You wouldn't call it the dividing line, would you? I don't know.
What about separating traffic in this direction from traffic in the other direction? What would you call that?
I think you got me.
And when you park a car, like say here's the curb, and you park the car like this, you call that what kind of parking?
Wrong, it's parked the wrong way, you mean?
No, like you parked out...
Parallel parking.
Okay. What about when you turn in?
What is that? Vertical parking? On a slant.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
And where would you park downtown? What would you call that?
Oh, you'd have to get in a parking lot or something.
What do you call the parking lot that's got several levels?
Wowee, I don't know.
You don't have a special name for that? Just parking
Maybe
lot?
They do, that's all. Blaze parking, they take them up, you know, and run them off in the ramp and all. But I don't know what they call that.
And, you know, you're not allowed to, the outlets for the fire hoses, you're not allowed to park next to. What do you call those?
Fire hydrants.
Any other name for that?
Not that I know of.
And the biggest buildings in town, what do you call them?
Skyscrapers.
What would you call an apartment building that's real tall like that?
Still a skyscraper.
And sometimes, especially with older buildings, there'll be little passageways between the buildings. Maybe you could drive... You know, just one car could drive behind there.
Yeah.
You'd call that a... You know what I mean?
Alley?
Huh?
You'd call it an alley?
Okay. Would you still call it an alley? Sometimes, I don't know whether they still do it now, but sometimes they used to build, when they built houses down the street, you'd have to get to your driveway from the back.
We have one. That's a public drive, a public alley.
Okay.
So we have one. That's how we have to come in. But only thing, since they made a drive next door, instead of coming all the way, we used to have to go all the way to that corner and then turn around and come in the back way, don't you see? And ours is at the end of that alley. It don't go all the way to the next street. It don't go all the way back there to the next street. Ours ends it. But that's the way we used to have to come in.
Do you have a garage back here?